This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When Rebecca Clayfish entered the race for governor, she was the presumed Republican frontrunner. But now the former lieutenant governor is at risk of losing her primary campaign. As she closes out the race, she's reminding voters of the work she did with former Governor Scott Walker more than a decade ago. As Sean Johnson reports, the question now is whether that will work.
There have been big events during Rebecca Clayfish's 2022 run for governor that have not broken her way. But in the closing weeks of her primary campaign, there are little moments that have Clayfish feeling like it's 2010 all over again. During an interview at a recent GOP picnic in Verona, Clayfish gets interrupted from across the park, but in a good way.
You know, we put...
Thank you. Love you guys. Tell your friends August 9th, please.
Clayfish says moments like these remind her of her first run for office in 2010.
And there was a moment at which you could feel almost palpable momentum on the ground, and it's stuff like that.
2010 was the year Clayfish jumped headfirst into politics. She won a crowded GOP primary for lieutenant governor and joined Scott Walker's ticket. She was there in 2011 when Walker introduced Act 10, his landmark bill that all but eliminated public sector union rights. And they both survived historic recall elections in 2012.
Now this is what democracy looks like!
After Walker narrowly lost to Democratic Governor Tony Evers in 2018 and later announced he would not run in 2022, Clayfish became the presumed frontrunner. She's since been endorsed by a long list of Republican power brokers, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the business giant Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and most prominently, Walker.
Hi, I'm Scott Walker. Please join me in voting for Rebecca Clayfish for governor. Rebecca stood with me as we took on the big government special interest and cut taxes.
With each endorsement has come an overt reminder that Clayfish was there a decade ago, when Republicans won control of state government and fundamentally changed Wisconsin. Longtime GOP operative Brian Schimming says it's an effective way for Clayfish to remind voters of her record.
You know, there's a reason she's got him out front as much as she does, and that is he still is power, very powerful motivator with Republican primary voters and the grassroots, 100% name ID.
But Schimming says there are reasons Walker's support and Clayfish's record weren't enough to clear the field. Being lieutenant governor isn't quite the same as being governor, he says. There's also the old adage.
You know, for some folks, it's the oldest thing in the book. That was then and this is now. And
the Republican Party of 2022 is different from the party of 2010. Walker and Clayfish won with a base of support in the suburbs. Republicans still turn out the vote there, but not by quite as much. Meanwhile, at least some GOP voters actively dislike all of Clayfish's establishment ties. Lily Gorin is a professor of political science at Carroll University in Waukesha.
Those who were standard bearers before are not necessarily in the positions that they had been in terms of what their endorsements mean, what kind of popularity they have.
Clayfish also missed out on the biggest endorsement when former President Donald Trump backed her opponent, construction executive Tim Michels. Michels, who only entered the race in April, has since spent millions of his own money on ads and shot up in the polls. But when asked why she wasn't able to put this race away earlier, Clayfish rejects the premise of the question.
Nobody's entitled to anything. Things must be earned, and there's no one who can outwork me.
That was who she was in 2010, Clayfish says. That's who she is now. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.